Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. And I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and also Helmut with their home run program. It's now the time that we talk about business. It's the time that we talk about economics. It's also a time that we talk about finance, money, and everything that is contributing to our national developmental agenda, everything that is contributing to the Namibia that you want, the continent that you want to live in, and also the future that you want, because it's our time. It is also our time to contribute to the conversation. So, business and economic segment, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, it's a platform where we discuss everything related to the bread and butter issue, everything related to the Namibia economic development, everything related to Namibia agenda in terms of not only development in terms of the economy, but development in terms of the infrastructure, and most importantly, human development. And our conversation are always trying to make sure that we bring those thought-provoking questions that will let us to question ourselves, to question our institutions, and also to question the way we do things, so that at the end of the day, we'll be able to advance the society. And the other thing, what's also very interesting about what we bring on the table is we are not bringing the conversation to praise any institution or to praise people, but we are bringing real conversation so that, at the end of the day, what we bring about will affect positive change, and will also let, institutions, people who are in charge, and also those who have ability to do things, to also change, and also to make sure that they hear, or they at least get one thing or two. And what is so very interesting is that we don't own the conversation. We always make sure that after every conversation that we bring about, we open the line so that you listeners, you can call us in the studio, you can contribute to the conversation, so that we can move our country forward, so that at least we can build this nation forward. And what is very interesting is that we are strong believers that for us to move, or for us to advance our country, we don't necessarily need to agree on one thing. That's why we always encourage, those different views. We encourage, critical thinking. We encourage, constructive criticism, so that, we'll be able to move forward. We'll be able also to come up with, new ideas and new smart ways of doing things. So, Before we go to the conversation for today, it's always very important to make sure that you follow us in our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us.
The Regional and Local Authorities Program was proudly brought to you by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung Namibia.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Just hold on.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Great news. IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before.
Yes, before we go to the conversation, like I was saying, it's always very important to make sure that you follow us in our social media platform. Follow us, Eagle FM Namibia. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on X. Follow us on Instagram. And also follow us on LinkedIn, so that you'll be able to be up to date with economic news, business news, and also news related to political decisions which affect the development of the economy. And the other thing is also that we have an e-paper. That is, of course, the Villager newspaper. It's an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe to us at 0812004144. Send your name and your number, so that you'll be sent that newspaper every day that is coming out, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So interestingly, we also have our app. That is Eagle FM app, the app that you can access via your Play Store. It's the app that you can install in your phone, the same exactly the way you install WhatsApp. You can download the Eagle FM app. When you download that app, you'll be able to listen to the ongoing shows, and also you'll be able also to go to podcast. And when you go to the podcast, you'll be able to listen to previous shows that you have missed or that you couldn't listen because you were doing something of equal importance, or you were just can be out of the house. It could be in the situation where you cannot be able to access your phone or access the radio. So you can always go to the Open Archive. That is our podcast that you can listen to. And the other thing is also that we have Imba App. Imba App is a simplification and a better way of using the hymn book. That is your Ehangano book. For those of you who go to church, those of us who attend, happy events and also life events, like, you know, it can be a death, can be a memorial service of an individual, can be happy events that require somebody, can be graduation that requires somebody to use a hymn book. And in a situation that, you don't have a hard copy of a hymn book, it's always very important to make sure that we got you. Just go to your Play Store, download Imba app, then you sing along with others. Can be a pastor without a hymn book, or you gave it to somebody who does not have. You can still use a smartphone, download the hymn book, so you follow and you also can lead your congregation. So in this regard, we are going to a commercial break. Then from there, we are going directly to the conversation for today. So stay tuned. And we are here until the hour of 1900 hours. And let's go to a commercial break.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoywe eko kurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa Vra hetatu natu, vali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is...
Yes, let's continue with business and economic segment. You are listening to business and economic segment with me, David Shombe. And today we are going to look at the current news. We are going to look at the current news, which is talking about financial issues. We are talking about finance. We are talking about money. And we are talking about the operation of a financial, you know, Namibia financial system. Yeah, it was indicated that on the 10th of June, Namibia, and few countries in the world were regarded as high risk countries in terms of investment due to their inability to combat things like money laundering, and also they were regarded as high risk jurisdiction by European Commission. And maybe before we go to the conversation, before we go to the meaning of placement as high risk jurisdiction, let us go back to the history of Namibia financial system, because for you to advance development, you must be a country which has a good financial, you know, system. You must have good regulations. You must not have a lot of loopholes where individuals can come into your country and wash their money, things like money laundering. And you must be a safe country for investment. Those are some of the requirements for a country which is developing and for a country which is moving forward. But if you go back to the history, in 2017, Namibia was blacklisted by EU as a tax haven. And when you talk about a tax haven is an area or is a country where there's no clear regulations in terms of tax, and most of the companies, mafia company, can run into, and they can avoid paying of tax. Can be from their country, it can be also from within that country, and the system is easy to manipulate. Now, and in 2018, Namibia did well to remove itself from that. There were some recommendations which were given so that Namibia can do that. But what is also very interesting is that things never become better to us, especially in Namibia, in terms of our financial system, in terms of how things are working, because there is what we call Financial Action Task Force. That is a ranking institution which give directions and also which rank countries how they are doing in terms of their financial system. Is your country in line with international financial regulations? Is your country safe for investment? How is money circulating within your country? And how are your banking institutions? Is your country a high risk in terms of investment? Or is your country in a good standard? Now, in February 2024, the Financial Action Task Force put Namibia on grey listing to say you are grey listed, and gave 13 recommendations to say, you must work on these things. You must work on these recommendations. And some of these recommendations that Namibia was given to is to say, work on these recommendations so that at least we are going to remove you from this grey listing. And what does it mean? When you are grey listed, other investors, when they are coming into your country, they look twice before they put money into your bank account. And even if you have good friends who want to be associated with you, they are also questioning to say, how safe is your country in terms of investment? Now, when you look at some of the key recommendations which Namibia was given, one of them is to enhance risk-based supervision. like increase, you know, human and financial resources for supervisory authority. Make sure that you have able bodies or able institutions that can supervise the movement of the money within your country. And the other thing is also that improvement of beneficiary ownership and transparency. And when you talk about beneficiary ownership, this is one of the things which have been talked about in the public for a long time, that you have a lot of companies that you do not really know who own them. That's why if you have that beneficiary ownership, it's easy for you to understand and it's easy for you to know that who own the company. Is your company owned by a foreign person? Is the company run and operated by exactly the person who is registered in that? And many other things. And the other thing that is really concern is money laundering, and also the regulation within the financial sector. How many cases of money laundering is happening within your country? How strong is your financial system? And given those recommendations, to say work on this recommendation. When you work on this recommendation, we will be able to remove you from this gray listing. Now, it's not always good when we talk about negative things which is happening within our country, but it's also very important also to raise about these things, to say what can we do as citizens, not only as financial institutions, to make sure that also us we can assist our institutions at least to function properly, at least to function very well. And what are the impact of this gray listed being regarded as a high risk jurisdiction? And what is the long term impact on this? Because when you look at what happened, because the Financial Action Task Force is a different institution, and when you look at European Union or European Commission, it's also a different institution. Now, one thing that you need to put in mind is that being gray listed by the task force is a different thing. But being also ranked as high risk by European Commission is a different thing. Those of you who work with European institution, for example, European Union, you agree with me to say those guys, they don't play with money. They don't play with money. If they fund your organizations, they will ask all the receipts. Where did you spend this? Where is the $5 that we gave you? You said you bought a cold drink. Where? No, I bought from the meme who is selling it in the informal sector. Where is that meme? Do you have proof of that? They are always very careful about where they spend their money. And they are very careful about the way they spend their money. And through our research, we realized that when you are put into this high-risk jurisdiction,
it's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Vintook Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Vintook Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Vintook Beer, and you could win. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Great news. Impa just got even.
Yeah, and the other thing is that what we realize is that when you are put into this situation, or when you are ranked as a high-risk jurisdiction, it means that the definition of high-risk jurisdiction is mean that your country or your state, just listen to me very careful, it has significant weakness in terms of the financial system. It cannot, does not have measures to counter money laundering, terrorism financing, and proliferation financing. You are a dangerous zone for investment. You are a danger for investment, and it's very difficult for you to work with. It's very difficult to do business with you. And some of these dangers that you need to understand is that it's not always good, and we are not always very happy when we talk about negative things about our country. But when we talk about this thing, at least we want to do something. At least there are things that we can do as citizens also and also not only banking institutions, or not only Bank of Namibia or financial institution or the government, but also us as individuals. There are also things that we need to do to make sure that we put our country in the map. Because at the end of the day, when we are complaining and we get into trouble, it's not only the banking institution or those guys who are in charge of the financial systems who are going to suffer, but it's also ourselves that are going to suffer. Because when you are put in this category, it means that there's a possibility for you to be restricted to access EU financial system if you are still continue not behaving. We are talking about EU because there's a difference between EU and also Financial Action Task Force. And the other thing is also reputation, because if you go and check the countries that we are put into, there are those who behave, there are those who behave, they were put in that, in those list, then they behave, or they put their financial system in order. But when you look at the countries which ended to that high risk zone, then you'll be able to understand that we're in a dangerous situation. We are in the same category with Algeria, Angola, Cote d'Ivoire, and Kenya. It's not a simple thing. It's not a simple thing. It may be easy to see, but it's not a simple thing, because when we look at where we are, I was in a conversation with one economist, and one of the conversations that he brought about is that Namibia is one of the countries which depend on foreign direct investment. And most of the foreign direct investments are coming from outside, can be coming from Europe. Investment in green energy, in investment in health sector, investment in blue economy, investment in our minerals and many other things. But when we are put into this list, and it's my prayer, and I know prayer alone cannot work. We need to do something about it. And if we are not doing something about it, it will come back to us, or it will come back to us directly, and it will affect our financial system where we are already not in a good position. Number one, you may lose access to European financial system. You also have a reputation damage. It can also impact your trade, because the other time we were talking about when you have a debate of red line must be removed or must not be removed, one of the argument was Namibian, we rely more in European market, particularly when you are trading with beef. That was one of the argument. But if you are put in this situation, who would want to trade with you in the future if you are not moving forward, if you are not helping yourself? And the other thing also, one of the things that we also found out is that one of the disadvantages of being put into this ranking is that you can also be pressure on domestic financial institution. Banks and financial entities within the country may face de-risking by foreign partners, and many other things. Now, the question that you need to ask yourself is that there was a time we were at Bank of Namibia. Then there was a presentation of Namibia Financial Stability Report. Very beautiful. And it shows that no matter what's happening outside the country, no matter the global pressure and all those things, Namibia economy or Namibia financial system remain sound, stable, and resilient. And that is a good thing. And we have seen that. And while we were also at that presentation of Namibia Financial Stability Report, there was also one of the things which was raised to say Namibia is also doing its best to remove itself from being graylisted. It's doing its best to remove itself from being graylisted. And the other thing is also this to say, no matter even though there is global pressure and all those things, the Namibia financial system remains sound to protect the Namibian economy. And one of the risks which was said is the risk of cyber attack. Cyber attack has been talked about But it looks like there's no really measures on how to address that. Every day when you move around the country, somebody is being scammed. Somebody was called that they want a fridge and was asked to give the PIN. Up to now, banking institutions are failing to do that, are failing to fight that. How do we expect investors to trust us? If even high profile people are losing money, I remember, there's one guy who was talking on social media, he was talking sense, I don't want to mention his name, he said, no, if a minister can be scammed, who am I, an ordinary David, to be safe with my money in my bank account? And that's some of the things that we need to ask ourselves to say, if somebody who sits in cabinet can be scammed just through the phone call, how safe is your financial system? And this is somebody who is making laws, and this is somebody who has power. But if this person can just be called to say, no, I need some details, and when you say yes, $100,000 is already out from your account, it means that something needs to be done. And now, today we are not here to criticize anything, and I just want to look at also, if you go to our social media, you'll be able also to see. And sometimes it's also very difficult for people to understand the simplified, economic news, because some of these news, when they come out, they are being written in economic terms. And it's also very difficult. You see it when people talk about repo rates, when people talk about, a trade deficit, it's actually, there's little engagement on that, but those are some of the things that we need to be concerned about. But the one thing that we need to look at also, and we also need to appreciate, is that, the Financial Intelligence Center is an institution, within Bank of Namibia. It's also in charge of, making sure that, there is a protection of Namibian finance, and also to make sure that there is safety and protection of Namibian financial system, and also make sure that there is laws and regulations which is protecting the Namibian financial system. They responded, and through that response, they stated that even though Namibia was grey listed in 2023, there are some progress which were made, which means that Namibia has complied with 8 of those recommendations, 8 out of 13 recommendations, and Namibia is busy making progress. Now, a lot of people have criticized, yes, we have done well. Yes, we have done well. But it's like you are saying, you fail. There are 25 people in class. Then, 5 of those people failed. In the first semester, you were number 24th. Now the first semester, you were number 24th. Then, the second semester, you are at number 23rd. Then you are saying, no, I failed, but at least you must thank me that I failed, but I'm not the last one in class. That was actually the response to say, we are doing progress. You are doing progress within the zone that is not needed. You are still within that zone. Even if you comply with 12 of those recommendations, you still did not do anything. Yes, you must be praised. But one thing that we also need to do is that it's not always good to criticize financial institutions or banking institutions, because these institutions are run by people, and it's us, the citizens, also our behaviors that can also contribute to some of these things. It's also our behaviors, the way we invest, the way we play with money, and also the way we do business. Because at the end of the day, whether it's BON, whether it's Financial Intelligence Center, it cannot do it alone. It cannot do it alone. We need business people also to understand that when we are grey listed, when you are put at a high risk jurisdiction, what does it mean to our future? And what does it mean to the future of our kids? Because it cannot be correct. We are busy with a very good plan. Manitoba came to power, he has very good plan. Then all of the sudden, in terms of the system, we are not moving very well. So those are some of the things that we need to look at, because if we don't look at them, they are going to affect us. And we can hide under good public image of institution or whatever we can do, but those are things that can hide us. And it's always very important to make sure that when you have critical conversations that that are at an international level, you always need public involvement to see this is where we are as a country and this is what we need to do. And I cannot recall one report, but there was a point, I think it's a Director General of ACC was saying, you guys want me to fight crime, but you're underfunding me. You're underfunding me. I don't have experts. When I get experts, and some of these experts I think I was talking about the act of money laundering, if I'm not mistaken. But what I can recall is that he spoke about the institution losing experts. ACC is losing a lot of experts. We have a good financial investigator. The guy got a good offer from BON, leave. We have a good forensic investigator, got a nice offer from the police or FIC, it's gone. And when you look at the budget of these guys and the capacity of these guys, then you wonder where we are going. Because for us to move forward, we must come on the table and have real conversation to say, what does it mean when the country is grey-listed? What does it mean when you are not progressing at a needed pace? What does it mean to the future of our kids? Because we can play along now, but what does it mean to the future of our kids? What does it mean to long-term investors? How many, do you know that what is in the mind of those investors who are contemplating on coming to Namibia and invest in Namibia? What is in their mind when they look at these rankings? Because the first thing an investor doing is that, I think we had a conversation with Eleni to say, when somebody's investing in your business or whatever, one thing they look at is, am I going to get my money back? Because an investor is not an aid. They invest so they can also benefit. But if I'm investing in a country where a minister can also lose money through just one call, it's not safe. And these are conversations you need to bring about. And I understand the response to say we are progressing. We have complied with some of the regulations, 8 regulations out of 13. I mean, 8 recommendations out of 13. And we still have a few to go. But this is not an excuse. And it's not a blame to an institution at all. It's a blame to everybody to say, how are we doing in terms of financial system and what can we do? We have been losing money through just somebody calling us with a bank number, with, a text that you receive, you are it with the same text that's going to text you. Then you get confused. Then you're asking yourself, where are the institutions which are controlling this? Because at the end of the day, if you are not addressing these issues, they're going to affect the way people are going to invest in us, and it's going to affect the economy. And when you look at that grey listing, by Financial Action Task Force, it was indicated, it's not me who stated it, it's BON itself to say, if you are in that grey list, that can affect your gross domestic, product. Can impact your gross domestic product with 6%. That is when you are graded by FATF. But now, if you are at high risk jurisdiction by European Union or European Commission, what does it mean? It means that you still need to work hard. You still need to work hard for you to come to the point where people can be able to trust you, people can be able to invest in you, so that at least you come to where other countries are. Because it cannot be correct we are in the same categories with countries that we thought they were not doing very well. We have been doing very well in terms of press freedom. We have been doing very well in terms of, good governance. But we are falling out in a lot of things now. Because international ranking, I am somebody who have been against international ranking for a very long time. But now I understand that even if they are biased. To what extent are they going to be biased? Because not all international ranking institutions are from the same, institution. I mean, are from the same region. Not all of them are from Europe or America. Some of them we are signatories to. Some of them are think tanks. And these are some of the things that we need to work on. So, dear listeners, we are going to a commercial break, but if you want to contribute, you can engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. How can we move our country forward? How can we protect our financial system? And what is the contribution of me as an ordinary citizen to make sure that our country is having a good image, and also to make sure that our country is not regarded as a high risk jurisdiction in terms of investment, and to make sure that investors or those who want to invest in us will feel safe. So you can engage us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. We are talking about finance, we are talking about economics, and we are talking about how can we improve our country, and what does it mean when you are grey listed, and what does it mean when you are high risk zone. So let's go to a commercial break, then from there we can come and continue the conversation.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe kike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nuni uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who...
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are talking about money. We are talking about international ranking. We are talking about the way we are standing as a country. And maybe very important, how can we move out from these things that we call high-risk zone in terms of money laundering and also in terms of inability for the country to counter terrorism financing. And what you need to know is that when you are in a situation where you have a financial system that cannot really detect the movement of money within your country, it's easy for somebody to come and fund terrorism in your country. You are at risk. And it's also very important for you as a country to make a self-reflection to say, can I invest in strengthening of my institution? Can I invest in strengthening of my system so that I can also protect myself? Because sometimes it's not people saying, no, we don't want to do business with you. We have other agenda that we want to push through. So we are going to put you at this ranking so that you can come, kneeling on our doorsteps. Sometimes it's for your own good to say, chief, there are holes within your system. If somebody wants to come and fund terrorism within your country, it's easy for them to bring money or to come and wash money in your country. So become so strong that you strengthen your institution and you become a country which is good to do business with. And imagine yourself with, you did not even put in the impact that is going to come with the ongoing war which is between now Israel and Iran. We also did not put the impact of that war, the impact of tariffs, how we are going to do business, and we are already at this zone. And now let us look at the solution. What is one thing that need to be done for us to remove ourselves from this list, or for us to improve or strengthen our financial system? And what are the institutions? Because the first person to go to when you are not safe is BON. How is BON doing? What is BON doing to make sure that we are protected? Our money is protected. Our financial system is protected. What is FIC doing? What is the police doing to make sure that we are protected? What are the business people doing? Because it's not only about institutions. What are the business people doing? And also citizens. How do we do business as citizens? How do we handle money? And are we fair enough? Are we following the rules which need to be followed? Or things are just messed up? Because at the end of the day, we may survive our generation, but what will happen to those who are going to come after us? Because if you're only thinking about, you know, I'm already this year, and only have maybe 50 years to live on, then after that is fine. What about your kids? Are they going to find a country which is functioning, or they are going to find a failed state? Because financial system is a very strong thing. The money is very important, and finance is what is moving countries and what is making countries being respected. And very important is making business as a country, not as people within a country. Making business as a country. How is the state operating? What is the trust of investors? Whether you are a developing country, whether you are a developed country. Investment is very important. Making money is very important. And you being at those list is bad for business. It's not a good reputation at all. And one thing which I'm also concerned about is Namibia civil society organizations and startups. Because you may think it's only a government thing. If you are not doing anything, we have a lot of startups, and I love startups. We have a lot of startups in Namibia who are funded from outside. We have incubation hubs around Namibia, which is a very good thing. They are receiving some finance from outside. But if the trend continues doing like this, if you are not bringing this conversation in our discussion, if you are ignoring real conversation, then this thing is going to affect us. We have seen it when Trump started cutting or started removing his people or his money from Africa. We have seen the impact. How many people lost their jobs? And we have also seen what have happened when Namibia started also being ranked as upper middle income. How foreign investment was cut. And what happened to the people? Now being in these rankings, how fast can we remove ourselves from these rankings, and how can we do it to protect our finance? Because at the end of the day, if you are prioritizing the unprioritized, it's not going to work out. You know, asking difficult questions can make you an enemy for a short time, but being honest and ask difficult questions can also save you from a lot of things. So, dear listeners, we have around 1 minute before we come to the end of our conversation. Today we are talking about Namibia, talking about our motherland, and we are talking about the country that our parents and our uncles fought for. And no one should be entitled to our country than ourselves, because everybody has equal right. Whether you came before us or after us or within our generation, no one should have should be too entitled to our country. That's why when you are asking this question, we want to make sure that at least our kids are going to find something. Our kids are going to operate better than how we are, because we already, there is nothing which impress a parent than the kids becoming better than or advancing from where he ends. But if you are deteriorating, if you are degenerating, it's not going to work out. And that's one of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And the other thing is also this, to say, when we are talking about challenges that we are facing, it's not always we are not always proud when we are pointing out these negative things. We are not always proud, but if the voices that we are bringing about are being looked at, to that is coming from a good heart, to say at least this is what's happening, at least people are listening about this thing, at least an ordinary person understand that our banking institutions or our institution which are dealing with financial system are not improving, or they are trying to fill loopholes. What can we do about that? Can we invest in protection of our system than dealing with the long term consequences, which may come not next year, not in 5 years time, but it will definitely come if we continue to be like this. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for listening. And I wish you a very, very, very beautiful weekend. And yeah, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fry. I see he's already here. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fry, so that, come up with, some Tumwa program. So, thank you very much. And, stay tuned. See you. Till next time, same place, same time.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.